This is something that happened back when I was a senior in high school. During that time, I worked a job at a local department store. I lived with my parents and brother in a decently populated neighborhood. I remember that we had off of school the day before Thanksgiving on Wednesday. Because of this, I worked earlier in the day so that I could get some extra hours and money. I got to work in the morning and got off of work at probably like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Afterwards, my mom had asked me to stop and get a few things on the way back. I went to a local grocery store that was about 10 minutes away from our house. There were a few other stores and things nearby, so it was hard to even find a parking space. A lot of other people were there doing grocery shopping, and this was a busy time. When I got inside of the store, people were all over the place. I tried my best to find the things that my mom had asked me to get. It took a little while, but I was able to, and then I got into the back of one of the lines. I think there were about 4 or 5 check lanes that were open, and there were a bunch of people in each line. I had never really seen it this busy before. Finally, after waiting in line for a while, it was my turn. I checked out and then headed home. I got maybe 4 or 5 items, and it had taken me about 30 minutes. That's how busy it was. When I got back to my car in the parking lot, I left and started driving back to my parents' house. The drive back would just be taking one road for a few minutes, and then turning once to a quieter road, before ours. The roads were pretty busy on the way back. When I finally turned onto our street, I remember a car turning right behind me. Our street was generally pretty quiet, but other cars driving down was not out of the ordinary. When I got to my house, though, I pulled into the driveway, and the car that was behind me pulled in too. This made me feel nervous, and I wondered what was going on. I just remembered the car being a dark-colored sedan and very average-looking. But then, the car started backing up and turned around. They must have just been using our driveway to turn around and then go back the other way. But it was still kind of weird. Why not turn in any of the other neighbors' driveways? Why follow me into mine? Either way, they were gone now, and I felt much better as I saw the car start to go out of sight. I got out with the groceries and went inside the house. I gave them to my mom, who was already starting to cook. We were going to some other family members for Thanksgiving the next day, and everybody was bringing a few things over. I don't remember exactly what my mom was making, but I think it was some kind of pie. After getting home, I went into my room and finished my homework, and then for the rest of the night, hung out with my family. We all went to bed and could sleep in a little bit the next day, because it was Thanksgiving and none of us had work or school. However, for some reason, I woke up much earlier than I had planned. I remember opening my eyes and looking at my phone to see that it was 6-something in the morning. The sun was just starting to rise. I was really thirsty and sat up to get a drink of water. As I was doing so, there was a window right next to me, and I opened up the blinds a little bit to look out. When I did, I saw a car parked on the side of the road, kind of in front of our house. This was really weird. We rarely, if ever, had anybody parking out there. And if they were going to a neighbor's house, there was plenty of space to park in front of the other houses. This was the only car that I noticed parked on the side of the entire street also. It just looked really suspicious. The car was a black sedan, and it was the same as I had seen the day before, but in my head, I hadn't remembered that yet. The closer I looked, I saw that there was nobody inside of it. Now I was really interested in what was going on here. Instead of closing my blinds and going right back to bed, I stayed up a bit and kept watching. About a minute went by of nothing. Then, all of a sudden, I saw a man come walking from what appeared to be the side of our house. He was wearing a winter hat and a dark-colored jacket. I couldn't tell what he looked like, and I had no clue what he was doing. He walked through part of our front yard and then back to his car. He didn't get inside of the driver's seat, though. Instead, he went to the back door of his car. He opened it up, and it looked like he was getting something from inside, but I couldn't tell what. He was there for like a minute. Then he closed the door and turned around. He was holding like a really small duffel bag. At least that's what it appeared to be. It was kind of hard to tell, though, because it was still a little bit dark out and he was far away. He took a few steps and then appeared to look right in my direction. When he did, he stopped. I realized that he could see me. There was a small lamp in my room and it was dim, but it still provided light. And if my blinds were open like they were, you could see inside. I quickly closed them and then ducked down. I didn't know what was going to happen. Just seconds later, though, I heard the sound of a car door closing. I carefully lifted the blinds just a little bit and looked out the window. I saw the car quickly driving away. Whoever that guy was had left. Now I was wide awake and couldn't go back to bed. I got up, and when my parents got up as well, I told them all about it. We went outside and looked all around, but there was no signs of a break-in or anything. And after that day, we never saw the man or his car. I really don't know what was going on there. Maybe whatever he had planned on doing, after he realized I saw him, he decided not to. I really don't know, though. I'm just glad that he didn't come back. When I was younger, we used to go to my Uncle Rob's house for Thanksgiving. He lived about 30 minutes away, and I'm not sure what year this was, but I was maybe 12 or 13. I remember that my brother, sister, and parents left our house on Thanksgiving morning to go to my uncle's. After leaving our house, we got onto the roads, and things were pretty quiet. For the first part of the drive, everything was fine. It was about halfway through when my dad mentioned the car behind us. He was like, "Why is this guy following me?" At that point, we all looked behind us at the same time. There was a smaller SUV, silver color, that was behind us on the road. To that point, we had made maybe 3 or 4 turns. Apparently, it had been following us almost since our house. I hadn't even noticed. None of us had an answer. I thought that maybe it was just a coincidence. The car behind us was not right up on our bumper or anything. We also couldn't really tell who was driving at all because they weren't close enough. We kept going towards my uncle's. My uncle lived in a quiet neighborhood where the houses were pretty far spread out. I thought that there was no way this car behind us would keep following us there. But as we kept going, the car remained back behind us. We made several more turns and soon got into the city where my Uncle Rob lived. The car was still there. At that point, we thought that maybe it was another one of our relatives also going to Rob's. We didn't know all the other kinds of cars that our family drove, so it was possible. Still, we were all very suspicious. When we finally got to my uncle's street, we now were driving much slower. The car was still behind us, and it stayed back at about the same distance as before. When we got to my Uncle Rob's driveway, my dad was considering to keep driving and try to lose the guy, but we ended up just pulling into the driveway. The car behind us kept going down the street and did not pull in after us. This was a relief. After getting to my uncle's, we went inside of his house. He had a big house and a big yard as well. That's why most of our family gatherings were held there. When you were inside of his place, there was not really a good view of the street out front, but you could see it a little bit if you were looking. I remember that a few of us, including myself, were in his living room watching football on TV. I was sitting on the far side of the room, right by the window. Occasionally, I would look out. At one point, I saw the same car that had followed us, driving by the opposite way, very slowly. We all had just chalked it up to be a coincidence. Maybe somebody who lived by us was going to one of my uncle's neighbors, or lived there. I found it interesting, but still not a big deal. Then, maybe 5 minutes later, I saw the car again. It was driving from the direction that it had gone minutes before. This time, it was going extremely slow. Then it came to a stop, just past my uncle's driveway. The car was stopped for maybe 30 seconds, and then it slowly drove away. I found this to be really odd, and I was the only person who noticed it. I got up, went and found my dad, and then told him about it. He found it interesting, but the car had driven away again, so there was not much that we could do. I went back to my seat in the living room, and we kept watching football. I got distracted, talking to a lot of people and stuff. Soon, we had Thanksgiving dinner in the dining room. After that, some of us went back to the living room to watch more football. By now, the sun had set. I was sitting in the same chair that I was at before. At one point, I thought I saw something from outside. It was hard to see anything, because there weren't really any lights out there. But when I looked over, I was sure that I saw a man. He had gone behind a tree. I kept watching. A few seconds went by, and then this man ran out from the tree and went behind a bush about 20 feet away. I stood up from my chair and asked my cousin next to me if he had seen that. He had no clue what I was talking about. I started to tell him what I had just seen, and in that moment, somebody tried to open the back door to the house, which was right between the living room that we were in and the end of the kitchen. Thankfully, the door was locked. One of my uncles sitting in the living room sat up and said, "Did somebody go outside?" Nobody had gone outside. We were just looking at each other, confused. Then, one of my uncles got up and walked over to the window next to the door. He looked out of it, and he said that he saw a guy running away. He opened up the door and started to go outside. I looked back out the window that I was near, and then saw the man running behind another tree farther away. By now, everybody was standing and looking out windows and talking to each other about what was happening. Then I saw the car again. It drove away rather quickly down the street. Several people, including myself, went outside, even though it was pretty cold. We searched around the property a little bit, but the guy was gone. For the rest of that night that we were there, the man didn't come back. I didn't see the car either. My family left some time later and weren't followed or anything home. To this day, I still wonder who that was, why he followed us, and why he was prowling around my uncle's yard. My name is Rachel, and this story happened just last year when we were hosting Thanksgiving at our house. I live in a two-story house with my husband, and we were going to be having about 20 people over. We were mostly prepared for all of the guests, and had done some shopping for food and things earlier in the week. We had cleaned the house, and people were supposed to start arriving at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. At about 11 a.m., we realized that we did not have enough drinks. We were not sure what to do at first, with all the stores being closed for Thanksgiving, but there was a chain of gas stations that was open 24/7 and had a good variety of things. We realized that we should be able to quick go and get some there. I sent my husband out to go buy them while I started to prepare some food. A few minutes after he left, I had a few minutes and I went downstairs into the basement to get some extra folding chairs. We would need them for the number of guests that we were expecting for dinner. As I was downstairs, trying to see how many of these chairs I could pick up at once, I heard the front door to our house open and close. My husband definitely was not back so soon, and if this was him, I expected him to say something. I realized that some of our guests must have come early, but they weren't supposed to show up for almost 2 hours. With a chair in each hand, I started to walk up the staircase, but a few steps in, and I heard whoever had come inside the house was now walking upstairs to the second floor. Plus, they hadn't said anything at all. Now, if this was one of our guests, they wouldn't just walk upstairs, and they would likely call out saying hi or something. I suddenly got a really bad feeling. I took out my phone and texted my husband, asking him if he had just entered the house. He responded quickly, telling me that he had just arrived at the gas station. My bad feeling got worse. Somebody was inside of our house and had gone upstairs. My husband told me that he was on his way back, which made me feel slightly better, but I knew it would still be a few minutes. There was still a slim chance, though, that it was family or a neighbor. We were pretty friendly with our next-door neighbors, and they had come over a few times. They weren't the type to just barge in, though. I quietly went upstairs from the basement, and then opened up the door at the top of the stairs. I took a few steps into the hallway, when I heard somebody starting to come down the stairs. They would soon be in my sight. I had a really bad feeling, and I didn't want whoever it was to see me. I quickly ran back down the basement stairs, and when I got downstairs, I went into the bathroom off my husband's man cave type of room. Then I locked myself inside of it. Minutes went by, and inside of the bathroom, I couldn't hear anything that was going on upstairs. My mind was racing, and I was starting to panic. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I heard footsteps coming down the basement stairs. I knew that my husband wasn't home yet. I went to the back of the bathroom as far from the door as I could. The footsteps seemed to go right over to the bathroom, and then they tried opening the door. I had locked it, and after it didn't open, there was a light knock on the door. I didn't move, and whoever was on the other side didn't say anything. Several seconds went by. Then my phone vibrated. It was my husband letting me know that he was back. I told him that somebody was in the basement, and then I dialed 911. I didn't hear whoever was at the door walk away, so I knew that they were still right on the other side. When the 911 operator answered the phone, I told them that somebody was in our house. As I was on the line with them, I heard my husband's voice from the top of the stairs. He shouted, asking who was down here. I heard whoever was on the other side of the door run away in another direction. At that point, I just bolted for the door, opened it up, and sprinted for the stairs. It had to be the fastest that I ran in my life. I went all the way up the stairs and made it to my husband. I told him that I called the cops, and we both left our house and went outside to my husband's truck. We waited in the truck in the driveway for the police to get there. They arrived about 10 minutes later. After entering and searching our house, they were able to successfully locate a man. They left the house with him, and he was one of the creepiest guys I had ever seen. To that point, though, I had never seen him before and didn't recognize who he was. We were just happy that he was found. Apparently, he had been hiding behind our basement couch. I'm not sure why he was there, or if he thought nobody was home when he went inside, but that was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. This story happened when I was in college. I was a graduate student living on campus about an hour away from my parents' house. When the week of Thanksgiving came, I went home after classes on Monday. We had the whole rest of the week off, so I would be staying at my parents' house for a little while. When I got back home, the second day, during the night, I was sleeping in my bedroom when I was awoken. Now, my bedroom is on the first floor, and it's on the front side of the house. It was the middle of the night, and I thought that I heard the sound of a knocking on my window. It was really creepy. I sat up in bed and looked over to the window. There was a curtain covering it, so I couldn't really see anything. I did not hear the knocking again, so I got up, walked over to the window, and looked out of it. When I looked around the yard, everything seemed fine, and I didn't notice anything. I still didn't know what made the sound, though. I went back to my bed and sat down, still looking in the direction of the window. That's when I saw something move past the window only for a brief second. I couldn't see any details because I really just saw the shadow from the other side of the curtains, but somebody had definitely walked past outside. I got up again, ran over to the window, and looked out. Whoever it was gone again. I glanced all around the yard at what I could see, but I never saw anything at all. I went back to my bed again and sat back down and didn't see anything for the next few minutes. I didn't know exactly what was going on. After it seemed like things were back to normal, I tried to go back to sleep again. I laid down and closed my eyes. A few minutes later, when I was starting to fall asleep, I heard knocking again on the window. There was no mistaking it. I sat up and saw that somebody was right outside. I couldn't tell who they were because my curtains were still closed. I could just see like a silhouette of their figure. It looked to be a man. Then I heard what sounded like a faint laughter coming from the other side of the window. It was really creepy. I turned on all of the lights to my bedroom and then saw the guy finally moving away. He left my sight, and when I got to the window, he was gone again. Somebody was definitely messing with me, but I didn't know who or why. I stayed up for quite a while before finally was able to go back to sleep. The next day, I told my parents about it. We were unsure of what could be done. There were no signs of an attempted break-in. I couldn't even give a description of the man. We just hoped that it wouldn't happen again. The next day went by as normal, but that night I stayed up late watching TV in the living room with my parents. It was a little bit after midnight when we all heard a noise coming from the other room. We all got up at once and went over to a window. From there, though, we couldn't see anything. We heard the noise again. Now it was more clear that somebody was hitting my bedroom window. We called the police and then moved as far to the other side of the house as we could. We heard another noise. After that, things were quiet for a while. The police arrived really fast, though. When they got there, they found a man hiding in our backyard. None of us knew who he was. The guy had been trying to break into our house through my bedroom window. The window hadn't even broke, though, but there were some marks on it. I'm really glad that he didn't get in. I'm also really glad that I was not in my bedroom at the time, but with my parents in the living room. It had to be the same guy who had been there the night before. Since this happened, every year when I go back to my parents for Thanksgiving, we joke around about it. At the time, it wasn't so funny though, and I'm really glad that everyone is okay. This story happened back when I was 19, my brother was 16, and my sister was 14. That year, like most other years, we went to my uncle's house for Thanksgiving. It was a tradition, and we would be there for most of the day. We'd leave our house sometime in the early afternoon, and then at my uncle's we would have turkey and watch football. A decent number of other people from my family would be there as well. There was lots of food, but we would eat really early at like 4 p.m., so I remember that night, after we left my uncle's house at about 9 p.m., my brother and I asked our parents to stop at McDonald's and get some food. Luckily, McDonald's was open, because I don't think many other places were. My brother and I were starving, being active, growing young men, and having not eaten for over 3 hours. My dad pulled into the parking lot and parked. It was near a shopping area, which was pretty busy now. Some stores were nearby, and a few of them had already opened for Black Friday shopping. My brother and I walked inside, and my parents and sister stayed in the car, saying that they didn't want anything. We saw that there was a decent amount of other people inside of the McDonald's. It wasn't packed, but busier than we expected. Soon, we ordered the food and then stood around waiting. We were standing out of the way, kind of on the side, and out of nowhere, this guy came up to us. He had a gross beard that was messy, and the man overall looked somewhat disheveled. He stood right by me and didn't say anything to me at all. It was really weird, so I moved away a few steps. The man then moved closer. My brother and I then moved to the whole other side of the restaurant. At first, the man did not follow, but after like 10 seconds, he came over to us and just stopped there. Finally, we heard our number being called, and we walked up and got the food. Then we headed to the exit. The man walked faster than us and stood in front of the doors, blocking them. We didn't know what this guy's problem was. We stopped and asked him to move. He didn't and ignored us. My brother asked him what his problem was, and the man still said nothing. I moved past him, slightly bumping the guy, but I was able to get around him. As I did, I told him to leave us alone. The guy then started walking behind us as we left the restaurant. My dad had parked our car in sort of the back corner of the parking lot. It was the only car in that particular area. When the guy saw us headed there, he took off and started sprinting past us. We were hoping that he would run away out of the parking lot, but instead, the guy stopped right in front of our car. My brother and I realized that we couldn't go there anymore. We saw the man start to knock on my dad's window. My brother and I were standing just a few feet in the parking lot. I called my dad on the phone and told him to drive to the Walmart parking lot and meet us there by the entrance doors. I told him that the guy seemed to be crazy. Then, my brother and I took off running and went out of the parking lot towards Walmart. It was a short distance away and would only take maybe 2 or 3 minutes to run there. My brother and I were pretty fast and made it there all right. The guy didn't chase us either. My dad drove away from the weird guy, and I'm not sure where he ended up going, but my parents and sister soon arrived at the Walmart. We got inside the car, and the man was nowhere in sight. After that, we were able to drive home safely. I'm not sure what that guy's problem was. I would guess he was on drugs or something, but he just wouldn't leave us alone. I'm glad that we were able to get away from him.